his exhortation is that he is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And this soon, we have been hearing it for the past 2,000 years, so it means nothing anymore. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11,
and that knowing the time,
yes,
that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
It is nearer than when we believed. Listen, the greatest problem in the Christian faith, and Satan is using it and messing us up, is that we fail to understand that salvation is a program of God, and every program has a beginning and it has an end.
That's right.
Salvation is an agenda of God Himself. By Himself. He started it one day. And He has been working on it stage by stage, stage by stage, stage by stage. He has a divine agenda, a program that He designed, according to the Bible, from the foundation of the world. And nothing is by accident before Him. Everything is going on according to His plan. One day, the program will end. And the stage, the program He has now before us, listen very well, is that the whole world has been condemned. But His mercy was projected through the cross. Whosoever believed the gospel of the cross and believe. You believe and you are baptized shall be saved. Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. This world is going to be destroyed. It's going to be cleansed. In Luke chapter 17 from verse 26. As it was
in the days of Noah.
Listen. What happened in the days of Noah? God decided the wickedness was too much on the earth. And God decided to wipe this world and start afresh. So shall it be also
in the days of the Son of Man.
The same thing, what happened? Go on.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
Listen, they were living their normal life as if this world will not come to an end, as if they are the one that created the world. Living a life of wickedness. God decided, hey, people don't know the meaning of grace. God decided that He will destroy this world. He decided it on His own. He confided with Himself. He took a decision that nobody knew. And the Bible says, but Noah found the grace. And I've been telling you people this. Contrary to the way these motivational speakers preach grace, people don't know grace. Paul told Titus, in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, what did he say?
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
There is the grace that brings salvation. Grace is an unmerited favor. Grace means unmerited favor. Any gift you operate is a grace. I hope you know that. Because it is given to you. You didn't buy it. You see vision, you prophesy, healing, deliverance. It's a grace. But you know what? There's even a grace for prosperity, because there is a bishop in Nigeria that boasts that he is given the commission for prosperity. But let me tell you this. There is no salvation in prosperity. You can be billionaire here on earth. There is no salvation in it. Being a billionaire will not take you to heaven. There are billionaires on earth that don't want to hear the name Jesus. They even say there is no God. Okay. But there is a grace. But there is the grace that bringeth salvation. And this is how that grace came to Noah. The Bible said Noah found grace. What is the grace that Noah found? Noah was sitting like every other human being on earth. God has decided to destroy the earth, but he chose one man to reveal that secret to. The grace that Noah found is the knowledge God gave him that he is going to destroy the earth. It is grace. And that is the grace that brings salvation, because that knowledge went further. Now, after that knowledge, then there is the righteousness of God. Now, what you are to do to escape the destruction that you have been informed is called righteousness. Noah, to escape, he was given a secret. He should make an ark. And how you will build the ark, all the specifications, the dimensions, we are given to him directly by God. And as at that time, there were no rivers like this, no flood, no rain, nothing. So it's very odd. What did he say? As it was in the days of Noah,
so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
And while they were living anyhow life, God was preparing Noah and the others that we hear the gospel of Noah, and there is only one message Noah had. What was the message? Enter the ark. This world will be destroyed. Now, listen. Also, what happened in the next verse 28? Luke chapter 17.
Likewise also. As it was in the days of Lot.
As it was also in the days of Lot.
They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven.
God sent a message to the city of Sodom. Hallelujah. He sent his angels to go and bring out his elect, Lot, and his family out. And immediately they left the city, God rained fire. And the same thing as it was in the days of Lot. Like Lot left the city and fire came down, a rapture is going to take place. Some people will leave the earth and fire will come down, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
In the which,
when people are not expecting.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall
be burnt up.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought it to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
It is certain. Very, very certain. This scripture will come to pass. But rapture is a revelation. Winners Chapel, they said they don't preach, they believe in rapture, but they don't preach rapture. They believe in hellfire, but they don't preach hellfire, because they are not called to preach rapture and hellfire. They are called to and given a commission for prosperity. And do you know what? They are not lying. It is the truth, and it is scriptural. It's not every pastor that is called to lead the people for the rapture. Judgment is coming. as it was in the days of Lot, what was the condition of Sodom? Is it not the same condition the earth has reached now? Our redemption is nearer than where we believe. Judgment will soon come. Now, this world, something that was hidden before, they are now have more rights than other normal people. They call it LGBT. Now they celebrate it. That was the condition in Sodom. Man was marrying man. Woman was marrying woman. Man marry animal. Our own is worse than their time. We didn't hear of marrying animals. Our own is even worse. They marry animal. I saw one, he married three. The sister from UK was telling me about a man that was sharing with her that she has three grandchildren, a boy, a girl, and a dog. Okay. The whole world, you know, it is funny before us, but we don't know that that is the sign of the end of the world. You are just going to church. All you know is go to church, be a church worker, pay offering, pay tithes, speak in tongue, go home. Hey, salvation is more than that, oh. Pastors don't preach these things anymore. This month of January now, all the sermon in some churches will be first fruit. That 419 teaching that make them fraudulently to collect money from members using scripture that they have twisted to achieve that fraud. There is nothing in the Bible that supports that all your income for January, you should bring it to your pastor and they say to the Lord. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, who we are chained up in the past. So Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who is the original life. Oh, the original life.
Original seed.
Original Christianity.
Original world.
The original world. Is what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man. He's revealed the seven seas. Will be unveiled. The original life. The original seed.
We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Yesterday soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, who is original life. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Yet in his word, he has shown us the way. He is standing today,
tenderly saying,
God,
joyful,
we are meeting me.
Where from sin,
our hearts are pure.
We shall gather,
and we shall
deliver with thee.
Savior with thee.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Oh, it's Of songs are sung only where they believe and preach the rapture. We believe, and this is the songs that comfort us. He said, go preach the gospel. What do you think Noah will be telling them when he finished preparing the ark and God was telling him, oh yeah, enter. Hallelujah. It's the same type of message we are preaching to you people now. You don't like coming to a church like this, sister. We know why. You only come to cross over and go back to your place. We know why. It's not because we will not allow you to wear trousers, sister. To wear a ring and put those masquerade things you put on your head. Is the reason now? Because you don't want to feel condemned when we show you that people who live like that, according to the Bible, see where they will end. But you know God is here. You know God is here. But they are too hard. They are too hard. Hey, there is a land beyond the river.
That we call the sweet forever.
And we only reach that shore by faith decree.
One by one,
we gain the portals. There to dwell with the immortal. When the ring,
the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear?
Oh, don't you hear the bells are ringing?
Don't you hear the angels singing?
It's a glory, hallelujah, to believe
in a far off,
in a far off, sweet forever,
beyond
when the ring,
the golden bells.
Say, don't you hear, don't you hear?
Just
be